Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, folks. As you can see, I'm getting my voice back, and we have made it through the craziness down here in Florida of having 28-degree weather and then going up to 50 degrees, and it's nice. But I got up this morning, and as I was reading through Dondi's book, getting ready for today's message, I got to thinking, man, you know, dreaming, the grand designs, daring to get back that feeling that you have when you're a kid. And as most of you know, I sign everything now, Living an Epic Adventure. And as I was reading this chapter in Dondi's book, it's like, you know, most people are really living a nightmare on Elm Street. They're not really living an epic adventure. They're going through life in just a, it's not, I knew I'd get a laugh out of you, boy. I just knew it.
Oh,
but isn't that true, though, Jimmy? I mean, think about it for a minute.
Oh, God. You know, I would have to say that part of it comes from just not having a plan.
That's it. But
you know,
is it not having a plan, or is it letting their plan go into the background while they let life take control?
Well, now, yeah, exactly. Yeah, I would have to agree with you on that one, that one of the things that causes people to become distracted and become distracted, that's the best word, you
mm-hmm.
know, to lose sight of their objective and everything else, is they allow circumstances to control them because they live in a reactionary mode instead of, you know, doing something to plan things out. And yeah, you're absolutely correct, Troy. That's a great analogy, man.
Well, I really got to, I mean, this I just love this chapter, first of all, because it is on dreaming. It is on having an epic adventure. But it's so timely because all weekend long, as most people I'm sure did, you know, you see Haiti in front of your face. And the more I get into some of the people that we know down there, and I'm watching their life unfold in front of them, the more I watched each person involved in this family that we're close to change the way they approached life in the last 6 days, but yet did not change their dream. And I'll tell you what I mean, because I thought this was so good. Tara and Troy are down there on the island, and they work with kids and they work with adults, and they try to help constantly. They run orphanages and they have medical clinics, and they have 5 kids of their own. And some of their kids are in college, like Britt. She's in Texas going to Baylor. And then they've got their younger ones that are down there in Haiti with them. And when this hit, those younger kids had to be flown to the United States to live with their big sister and her husband, who are both seniors at Baylor. This is the year when they finish up school and then they go into med school. And watching this young girl just basically take back over her siblings as she's taking care of them for a while, her life changed. But Jimmy, her dream didn't change. She's talking about school and classes and taking care of her sisters and her little brother and all that. And then I look over here at Tara and Troy's, and their life didn't change. They know what that focus is. They know what that dream, that mission that they have in life is. Even though obviously life threw them a big curveball and the actions of the day had to change the focus, when you read their blog, you realize, you know what, they're still focused on where they're going and what they're doing. And Troy yesterday, I think it was, wrote, you know, I miss my boys because they love the big airplanes, and right now they would have a blast with 100 planes a day flying in and out of Haiti. But yet when I look at us up here, I realize that if just the wrong politician comes on the TV channel, all of a sudden we've left our dream behind and we're focused on stuff that really we don't have a control over at that moment. And all of a sudden we've spent 5 hours worrying about America going to hell in a handbasket instead of going out there and changing our little part of the world by fulfilling our dream, helping build our team, helping somebody else succeed at building their team. And as I was watching this, or as I was reading what Dondi had wrote, she wrote down a question that I use with people all the time. And it's it's a bold question, but here it is, folks, and I want you to think about this for a second. Because I think at the bottom of the day, this is what it all comes down to. If you could do anything and you knew that you could not fail, what would you try? See, that's the key. We make excuses. We let other people get in the way. We want to blame the president. We want to blame Rush Limbaugh. We want to blame an earthquake. We want to blame everything under the sun on why we don't succeed, why we don't reach our dream, why we're living this nightmare. And yet when you get down to it, it's all about us. It's all up to us. We control the destiny. And we either decide to wallow in this mundane self-pity, or we decide to go out there and live an epic adventure. And if you, I challenge anybody, go rent an epic adventure today. Go rent Star Wars. Go rent Gone with the Wind. Go rent Lion, Witch in a Wardrobe. I don't care what you rent. Go rent Last of the Mohicans. That's a great one.
Hey. Here's one. Last night we're watching the Golden Globes.
Yeah.
And Avatar kept winning award after award after award. And the neat thing about it was Annette and I had just gone and seen this movie. And it was such a powerful movie. And Arnold Schwarzenegger introduced it at one point as one of the nominees. And he was talking about the fact that, you know, if you haven't seen the movie, you're a minority on the planet, because the movie has already grossed over $1 billion,
yeah,
with a B, dollars in sales. And there's two main reasons why this movie has done as well as it has. One, it's just an awesome movie with an awesome message behind it. Two, the power of word of mouth from people who go see this movie and go tell everyone they know, this movie was amazing, the visual effects were just unbelievable, the colors, the cinematography, blah. You know, and what they do is they ignite that emotion in others to want to see the movie. And what Dondi's talking about, and you've just been talking about as well, is the power to ignite emotional response in others.
That's it. And think about this, Jim, because in that movie, now you know I haven't seen it, and we want everybody to know I'm in the minority, I haven't seen it, but I'm going to tell the people, and you correct me if I'm wrong, what that story is about. In the beginning, there's a build-up, there's a hero and a heroine that very quickly form, and then there's a villain that forms, and as the movie goes forward, it's that villain is out there trying to change the world from what the hero and the heroine is trying to do, and there's a climax, and there's a battle, and there's craziness, and there's chaos, and yet the hero and the heroine stays on focus, and they know they've got to do something with the villain, and then comes the end of the movie, where the hero and the heroine get to have the battle, the climax with the villain, and the hero and the heroine win. Now, did I pretty much depict a pretty good scenario of that epic adventure?
Well, you just recapped any epic adventure.
There we go. I did, but yet people don't see it, Jimmy. What they end up doing is they think they're like, you know, Friday the 13th. They think it's the Nightmare on Elm Street. They think that, you know, all of the Halloween is back. And they look at their life as if it's always going to be this dull negative, I'm never going to make it. And they end up living a horror story instead of an epic adventure. And you and I both know epic adventures have peaks and valleys. They have highs and lows. They have good times and bad times. And they even have sometimes when the hero and heroine don't necessarily win the battle, but yet when you get a panoramic view of it, you realize that at the end they win the war, because if we struggle hard enough and we focus deep enough and we move forward, we win. And I can even take this back to a reality situation. And most people... you know, when you look at stories and you look at history and you look at the current stuff we're going through, there's no doubt that people will look at the history of America and they'll say, you know, the Native Americans really got a raw deal. And we all agree there were some times when they really did get a raw deal. You know,
boy, did they ever.
Oh, it was terrible. Damn. But when you look at them today and you put this in perspective, you have several very wealthy nations within America that control oil, control natural resources, control gambling in some cases, control Hard Rock Cafe, one of the most successful hotel chains that's out there. And it's because certain people within those nations, just like our own nation here in America, said, we're not going to take this as victims. We're not going to lie down and not take control of our destiny. And they decided to go out there and become doctors and attorneys and politicians and designers. And if it wasn't for the this is a great story. People can go get it. Nicolas Cage plays in it. But if it wasn't for the Navajo Indians in World War II, there's a good possibility we'd all be speaking Japanese today, because the Japanese was kicking our butt. They were breaking our codes. But nobody knew how to break the Navajo language, and it was the Navajo Indians that served in World War II that allowed us to get a leg up and eventually conquer the Japanese. These are what epic adventures are all about, Jimmy. It's the difference in the mindset, I think, from people that go through life with this poor me attitude, which I think is an ego. I've decided... And I did a little 10-minute spot on this earlier today. I believe that ego, it can either be this powerful thing that makes you narcissistic, or you can get an ego that makes you a professional victim. And your ego is all about, oh, poor me, poor me, poor me. And it's in reading what Dondi wrote and in studying what you and I believe that I've come to the realization if people will change that mindset, if they will get back that dream, if they'll stop trying to act like adults and start acting like teenagers and college kids when they thought they were invincible, and they would get back that edge, they'd get back that dream that they had, I think that America in less than 90 days could leave unemployment behind, they could leave the recession behind, and if we all got on that same mindset, we would be out there not just succeeding within our own country, we would be changing the world, just like in Haiti right now where we're pouring millions and millions of private funds in there because people say, you know what, I can donate a dollar, I can donate $5, I can donate $10. It's a whole mindset, buddy, I believe, and I honestly think that's what makes our military the way it is because those guys, those children that leave us in teenagers in a very short time become young men and realize, you know what, there's nothing we can't do as long as we all do it together.
You are absolutely correct. You know, and von Clausewitz once said, as it relates to our U.S. military, and I get a kick out of this expression, in all honesty, but it's not just the U.S. military, because a military is nothing more than a reflection of their society and culture from whence they come. And his expression was, "I hate fighting the Americans because war is chaos, and the Americans practice chaos on a daily basis." Mm-hmm. And from chaos, they magically are able to build order. And I think it's because we promote free thinking within the U.S., within our military, and within a lot of the other militaries around the world. You know, and you know this, having you know, lived it and been it, you know, in other military services, no one does anything until they're told to do so for fear of, you know, serious repercussion. Whereas in the U.S. military, there's a fine line between initiative and insubordination. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a huge factor in this process. But that process of being a fine line between initiative and insubordination, it starts out with our culture and our society, because everyone has the opportunity to exercise initiative or insubordination literally on a daily basis. Troy, I mean, we in our schools and the ability to challenge a teacher in their instruction, it's like, you know, I don't necessarily think that's quite right. You know, I read something somewhere else that says, you know, this is the way it is. You know, can you expound upon that? And that ability to question things plays a huge role in our ability to dream, Troy.
Oh, does it ever. Does it ever. It is the key. It is the key difference between freedom and oppression. It's that ability to say, what if? It's that ability to say, I heard. It's the ability to say, I think. It's the ability to say, I believe. And when we have that ability, the sky is the limit. And folks, here's the kicker. This is the common denominator today. You have a freedom of choice. You can say, I'm going to take back my dream. You can say, I'm going to not pretend that reality doesn't happen, but you're going to say, I'm going to capture reality for what it really is. I'm going to decide today how I'm going to react to the situations that come my way, and I'm not going to let them dictate what I do. And you're going to go out there and you're going to start journaling and you're going to write down, this was what my dream was. This is what my passion was. This is what my vision was. See, one of the things that I'm sick and tired of, and folks, this is the first time I've put this out, and I'm going to put it out on this radio show because everybody listens, and we're going to do it probably again on Friday on ACES. But I'm sick and tired of hearing all the success stories of people in business who succeeded 10, 15, 20 years ago, and talk all the time about their big stories. Here's what I want. I want somebody today to make this the first day of the rest of their life. And I want you to start telling us about your success story. I want you to tell us about how your mindset changed because you dug into Dondi's book, or you dug into one of John's books, or you dug into some other book. I don't care what book it is. I don't care who you listen to. But you decided, I control my destiny, and how that mindset changed you, and all of a sudden in 2010, your life changed. You started building a team. You found that company that was working for you. You started your own company, whatever it is. Let's start hearing new success stories. Let's hear about those people that took a hold of the American dream and said, you know what, in the middle of what the world calls one of the worst recessions in current history, I changed my family's legacy. Not only did we become financially independent, but we helped thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands, of other people change their family's legacies and their family's destiny. And all of a sudden, people around the world were ripping down old street signs that said nightmare, and they were putting up some new ones that said epic adventure, and they changed their life. Jimmy, I believe that we need that. I believe we need new current success stories, not these old stories that have become once upon a times instead of current epic adventures.
You know what? I think that is an absolutely great idea. You know, we need to hear those stories. We need to hear that kind of feedback. And the truth is, Tremendous Jones, and if you don't know who Charlie Tremendous Jones is, folks, you need to do some research on the man. He's one of the presenters from The Speaker, and not The Speaker, The Secret. Charlie Tremendous Jones was quoted one time as saying, you know, the only difference between the person you are today and the person you'll be 5 years from now are the people you meet and the books you read, the people you meet and the books you read, and the people you meet and the books you read. Well, since he originally said that comment, I would have to add a caveat that since we've become such a visual world now, and with the power of the internet such as it is and everything, you know, you've got to add the media that you watch to that scenario. You know, because when you can see and feel, Troy does an absolutely awesome job with this, and this is, you know, one of the reasons why I have to bring this up. You know, when you watch Troy's video on a regular basis over at MLM Help Desk, and you can see in his face the emotion with which that he's presenting the material, there's no mistaking where he's coming from. You know, you can mistake the written word. Sometimes you can misinterpret the audio word, the spoken word. But you're not going to misinterpret when you can visually see someone present something, because the emotions that they present it with, I don't care what they say, they can't mask the emotions nearly as effectively. So they may say one thing, but if their emotions are saying something else, you can read right through that. And Troy does an absolutely, excuse the expression, but kick-ass job of doing justice to the companies that deserve it. He just got done doing a series on a company called Vima Vision, whereby he put all this information together to praise them for the outstanding job that they're doing to help other people to build their dreams and to change their lives both physically and financially. And he does an absolutely awesome job of telling it like it is when it comes to companies like TVI Express, which is a parasite on the industry, in my opinion. You know, so the power of visual representation as it relates to moving people to emotion to engage with their dreams is an absolutely critical skill. And I don't remember now why I went down this rabbit hole. And what did you say to send me down that rabbit hole, man?
I have no clue, but why we're there, because it's good. I'm going to tell people, folks, there's a movie. And it's not one of the great movies out there. It just has great actors in it, Keanu Reeves and Gene Hackman. And it's called The Replacements.
Mm-hmm.
And these are guys that from the coaches, Gene Hackman, all the way down to the quarterback and the whole team are people that had their dreams ripped away from them by outside sources. But yet they have one last chance to dream again. And folks, the whole movie, it really could be an epic adventure. I have this movie. It was one of the greatest movies I was ever able to buy for $2. I love it. It ranks right up there with another movie that I just can't announce. I can't talk about on this show anymore. But this is a good show. And here's the kicker. This is one of the key lines in this movie. The announcers are up there in the stands, and these guys are down on the playing field, and they've got the look in their eye that Jim's just talking about, the passion. And the announcers look at each other and say, these guys are playing like there's no tomorrow. And then they stopped for a second, and they said, well, they are playing like there's no tomorrow because the strike's over, and this is the last game they'll ever play. And these guys play with their heart. You've got to play with your heart. It can't be this mindset. It can't be just your brain. It's got to be from the heart. When you're fighting a battle, whether you're in a legitimate legal war out there and you're fighting for freedom, or whether it's in your mind, once you've crossed the line into it as a heartfelt passion, you cannot lose internally. And this is going to be, I'm going to make a controversial statement. You can't take it back because we're on live radio. But the difference between an Arab terrorist and the politicians in Washington is the fact that an Arab terrorist is willing to die for their belief. And most politicians in Washington today will change their belief depending on who's writing the check or what the polls say. If you have a dream written in your heart, good or bad, if it's written in your heart, you will fight to the death to see that dream come true. That's why you hear these stories and they just bring tears to your eyes when you hear success stories of kids, of adults, of heroes, this is why you cry when you're watching Bill Hemmer or somebody from CNN and they say, we just pulled a 16-month-old baby from the rubble. We just pulled a 23-year-old girl from the rubble. We just pulled a 67-year-old man from the rubble. It's because inside we love an epic adventure. And we love seeing people succeed. And we love heroes. Well, now it's time for you to be the hero in your life, in your family's legacy. You know, my dad has had several strokes and has been in and out of the hospital the last 12 months. And one day when he was feeling real good, we were sitting there chatting, and he said, did you know that your grandpa was the undefeated blacksmith boxer in the nation? I said, Dad, I didn't even know we had a blacksmith's boxing, you know, association. He goes, oh, no, it wasn't. But he goes, remember watching those movies, that weird guy, that old man, that Clint Eastwood, he goes, that's his name. You remember? I said, yeah. He goes, oh, where he fought all the time? I said, yeah. He goes, that's what your grandpa did. Nobody ever beat him. He said, he was tough. He said, that's the blood that you come from. Don't you ever forget that. Now, this was out of the blue. There was no rhyme or reason. But in his mind at the moment, he had gone back to when his dad was telling him, and he watched his dad fight. And he was proud of his dad. He was passing that legacy on to me. Folks, it's stories about the legacy of your family. One of these days, your great-grandkids are going to be sharing, and they're going to say, Grandpa, Papa, you know what he did for us? It was his hard work. It was his living an epic adventure that changed the way our family lives today. Folks, you have that right. If you start looking at your history, it may dictate where your future is, because all of a sudden you'll realize what you have forgotten. And that is that you come from a long line of warriors, a long line of fighters, a long line of women who've given their all to make sure that their family was going somewhere. I challenge you today to get into your journal. I challenge you to start writing down your epic adventure. Write down where you're going to go, what you're going to do, the changes, and then take that action so that you can be one of these success stories. So that you'll be calling us saying, let me share with you what happened. Let me share with you how 2010, the first year of the second decade of the 21st century, we started on an epic adventure and where we're at today. Folks, this is important. It's the only way you're going to get out of this dull, negative, mundane life that you're living in and stop living average and ordinary. Stop living like the statistics that you hear from Washington and start living like those people that are saying, I'm going to be somebody. I'm going to make a difference in my little part of the world. You don't have to change the whole world. Start at home. Start changing your home, because when you do, everybody around you will start to change one way or the other, positive or negative. That's just the way it works. Jimmy, we got 90 seconds, man. Any powerful parting thoughts?
Dream big. Dream big, and don't let anybody steal your dream with their dull, negative, disillusioned thinking. I mean, ultimately, the God-given power of choice is what differs us from so many societies throughout the world. Take advantage of it. As Troy likes to say, live life like it's an epic adventure. Don't be afraid of anything. The only thing, after all, that we really ever have to fear is fear itself and accepting mediocrity.
That's good. Folks, that's the name of the game. Tomorrow we're going to talk about making it real, setting and achieving the goals that you need inside that epic adventure. Tomorrow, this is going to be tight. We're going to be hitting some spots that are going to give you that action plan that you need. You're going to have a direction to go starting tomorrow. Folks, have a fantastic day and live life like it's an epic adventure, but you keep your prayers and your donations going to the Haitian people. They're strong people, and they get through this. I think we're going to have some great new neighbors down there with some new invigoration of knowing they can succeed at anything. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, Radio for Your Mind.
God bless everybody. Have a great day.